He was not surprised to see that Clavius Industries, the other lunar entry, was still in the race. What was quite unexpected was the performance the earthworm from MIT was putting up. Robert Steele. What an odd coincidence that they had the same first name and initials. Was actually ahead of Clavius. Yet he could never have had any realistic practice. Did MIT's engineers know something that the locals didn't? "You all right, Bob?" his coach asked anxiously. "Still seven, just taking a break, but I'm wondering about MIT. He's doing very well." "Yes, for an earthy. But remember what I said about not looking back. We'll keep an eye on him." Concerned but not worried, Singh concentrated briefly on some exercises that would have been totally impossible in a conventional suit. He even lay down in the soft regolith, the lunar topsoil ploughed by eons of meteor bombardment, and pedaled briskly for a few minutes as if riding an invisible bicycle. Here was another first for the moon. He hoped the spectators appreciated it. When he got to his feet again, he couldn't resist a quick glance backward. Clavius was a good 300 meters behind, weaving from side to side in a manner that almost certainly indicated fatigue. "Your suit designers aren't as good as mine," Singh told himself. "I don't think I'll have your company for much longer." That was certainly not true of Mr. Robert from MIT. If anything, he seemed to be getting closer. Singh decided to change his mode of locomotion, to exercise a new set of muscles and reduce the risk of cramp, another danger that his coach had warned him against. The kangaroo hop was efficient and fast, but a bounding stride was more comfortable and less tiring, simply because it was more natural. By the 20-kilometer mark, however, he switched back to kangaroo mode to give all his muscles an equal chance. He was also becoming thirsty, and sucked a few cc's of fruit juice from the nipple conveniently placed in his helmet. 22 kilometers to go. And now there was only one other contestant. Clavius had finally given up. In this first lunar marathon, there would be no bronze. It was a straight fight between moon and earth. "Congratulations, Bob," chuckled his coach a few kilometers later. "You've just made exactly 2,000 giant leaps for mankind. Neil Armstrong would have been proud of you." "I don't believe you've been counting them, but it's nice to know. I'm having a small problem."
"What is it?"
"Sounds funny, but my feet are getting cold."